it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Colin Cowherd yesterday on the latest of the North Carolina fiasco, dumpster fire, whatever word you want to use to call it. It feels weird. This is their second bye week in 3 weeks.
Yeah, interesting.
Right, they had a bye week before Clemson.
Yep.
Now they have a bye week after Clemson.
Yep.
I don't know. That just seems weird.
But. And you just know those kids are so thankful they've got a bye week this week. Like, you have to put yourself in the mind of an 18-year-old UNC football player coming off a loss like that to Clemson and the coach that you've got and all the media attention around it.
Mm-hmm.
You are happy for this bye week.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing when I looked at this Bill situation is how was he going to – his coaching style and how – these kids were going to be able to deal with that type of coaching style, right?
It can't be the same.
It looked like it was because in the beginning, remember, nobody was wearing numbers on their jerseys. It was like, you know, we've seen that before. He did that with the rookies when they came here. It's just like, how is that going to work at the college level when that works when you're Nick Saban, like kind of like Coward said, when you have all this success. But when you're a Bill and you had success at the NFL level, but that success was, you know, a while ago, like these college kids don't know.
Yeah.
Can we all agree that Bill is only here because he didn't get what he wanted in the NFL? That there's no chance this is the job that he wanted to have, no matter what he said about liking Duke?
I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think this is the job he wanted.
You don't know?
So, I don't know. I take people at their word, and that might be silly of me, but I don't necessarily jump to the fact that Bill, you know, was pissed and just had to take a job that was offered and took UNC. Like, we always talk about the fact that if you thought Bill Belichick was ever going to coach in college, and many people didn't, me being one of them, you would have thought that if the chance ever happened, it was going to be a massive SEC school for him to end up at UNC.
Right.
And I understand the connection there, but it's Bill Belichick. Like, that landing at UNC is such a wild move that in my mind, the only way in which he ends up there is because he wanted to.
I think the only way he ended up there is because he didn't have another option.
Like he's hurting for cash. Like, Bill Belichick, he could wait another season to then figure it out.
Right. He wanted to go to North Carolina. He wanted to turn it. When he didn't get an NFL job, he wanted to go to North Carolina and use it as a stool to get back into the NFL to get to the wins record.
Like, if he had been offered at the same time the UNC job and the Falcons job, he takes the Falcons job 100 times out of 100.
Not even a question.
But I would look at, and I'd go, and I'm trying to look at it, and it seems like the only other school where I would go, all right, Bill, is that when he became available, it was UNC, and I believe West Virginia was the other football school like that you would look at and go, okay, this could be an opportunity. I just feel like if there was a better opportunity out there, you would think Bill would go to that point. To go to UNC, I kind of agree with you, Curtis. It was like, all right, there's nothing available. I want a coach, and I'm talking to UNC. But
right. And he didn't want to have 2 years where he's not doing coaching of any kind.
See, I would have sat out this other year.
It would have been better.
And I would have waited for Florida to open up, which it looks like Florida potentially could open up. We know Arkansas opened up.
But, Wiggs, think about how we view coaches after they're on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Rex Ryan was a punchline. He failed miserably in Buffalo. He got fired by the Jets. And now he's got those brand new pearly whites and he sits on Get Up and Sunday NFL Countdown. And all of a sudden, he's viewed with some reverence. Look at Bill Cowher.
Yeah.
A guy that left and all of a sudden Tomlin came in and won. If Belichick had just done NFL Today or Fox NFL Sunday for a year, sit back and do what he was doing, which the new persona with Pat McAfee and trying to be more relatable, he would absolutely have an opportunity. Right now, it's over.
Oh, it's over now. It's over now. He jumped the gun too early because there were no really good schools. So it's UNC and West Virginia that maybe are available for you, Bill.
BC might be available.
No, like I was just responding to somebody in Twitch. Like if one more person says, BC worse than UNC, but no one will say it. We have said it. It was my lead. We've talked about BC a million times. Like this isn't us trying to cover up BC. It's because it's Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time. He is a national story. This isn't just us anymore talking
about
him.
Imagine being that big of a child that you can't allow someone to talk about how your favorite coach is failing. It's okay. Nobody's taking away the Super Bowls. They're all here. He's going to the Hall of Fame. His game plans are there. Nobody's touching it.
But why are you focusing on UNC when BC only has one win?
It's the biggest story in the country right now. Would you say the biggest story in sports right now is Bill Belichick's demise at North Carolina?
Good Morning America was talking about it this morning.
BC
sucks. We have sucked my whole life. I majored in sucking. Like, everything about BC football sucks. Mm-hmm. I wish it was better. It is not. So I don't know what you want me to tell you. The punishment of watching them gag away that final minute of that game against, who was it against? I don't remember.
You mean just last week?
The one where they got to the 5-yard line and then.
Oh, that was against, that was 2 weeks ago.
Was it Cal?
Yeah, it was Cal.
Yeah, BC Cal.
BC Cal.
So yeah, we suck. And then we got blown out by Pitt by 60 points. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to say about it.
Well,
really bad.
I think
it's because you have a weekly guest from BC. He canceled on us.
Right. He doesn't even come on anymore.
I think the thing about this is, you know, when people...
Interesting also that people want us to talk BC in the Twitch chat, because whenever we did that before, it was a waste of time. Carry on.
I think what's interesting and why it's such a massive story, I mean, we obviously know all the other stuff with Jordan and Bill Belichick, and we know what that is. But I think the biggest part of it is that our expectations, and when I say our, I'm talking about everybody in America who talks football, was Bill Belichick turning around UNC, right? just as a football coach.
We talked before the season about would it be more impressive to win an NCAA championship than it would be to win a Super Bowl.
Right. So, and I think that's why it's so interesting is forget the off-the-field stuff, because who the hell knows what...
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's true and what ain't true? The fact that when you watch UNC play, you go, wow, man, they look bad.
Unprepared. Undisciplined.
Unprepared, undisciplined, mistakes.
Checked out.
It looks like guys don't care. And you're like, wait a second. This is the greatest coach of all time that we saw in the NFL. And we're watching him with a football team coaching that it looks like this guy's never even coached before.
And you watched that Clemson game, and I did. It was on at noon last Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting back saying, okay, they got a bye week.
Yep.
This is an opportunity for the team to, you know, it's been a choppy start, but it's a new administration. And it wasn't that they didn't show up.
Right.
I mean, the first play from scrimmage was a 75-yard double pass, and it got worse every drive thereafter. Dabo called the dogs off. Like, if they really played that game, UNC wins 75-3.
Right. And we saw that after week one against TCU. We're like, all right, great first drive. And then we're like, oh, this thing fell apart. And then TCU proceeded to just curb stomp them. And then I watched the UCF game, and I'm like, oh, man, they had opportunities, but they just are sloppy. They had three turnovers inside the 20, and then UCF kind of ran away with it. And then obviously you talk about the Clemson game, and it just looks like we have never seen, even, you know, the 2000 team, like a Bill Belichick coach football team just look this bad. And granted, I get it's college football, but our expectations were...
I mean, it looked kind of like the final year here, to be honest. I mean...
But I don't necessarily see guys giving up or quitting. There might have been a little bit of, you know, friction and, you know, guys not like.
Well, do you remember those stories that were the anonymous players at the end of the year about how dysfunctional it was?
Like, but that was the end of the year. This is like, we're not even in week five in college football, and this is like the beginning of the season. So I think that's the reason why it's so interesting is that it just looks so bad as a coach for a guy we've seen on the sidelines get the best out of so many players and teams, and you're like, the guy, what's the guy's name we had on from you and
Pat.
Like Pat said, it's not even like the off the field stuff. Like, remove that. Like, they're one of the worst teams in college football.
Yeah, Power Four games, they've been blown out. It's not even been close.
Yeah,
and it's not. The thing that is just, I don't know what the next step is. I don't believe, you guys may be right that he coaches the rest of the year and this is, you know, the fire's put out for a period. I saw Belichick's daughter-in-law on.
I am going to snap.
What happened?
Like, people don't listen. They're like, biggest story. Do you know what's going on in the Middle East? We said biggest college football story.
Oh my God.
Like, I can't, like, reading comprehension is a problem in this country. Clearly, because I've typed it 9 million times in this chat.
Yeah, well, it's a problem. You got to stay out of the chat. People only want to listen.
I love the chat. But they only the chat.
They only want, the problem is they only listen to the things that they want to hear. Hey, there's listen, we know there's a million things going on in the world, but guess what? This is a sports station. You want to hear about what's going on in the Middle East? Tune into NPR or something like that. I don't know what to say. It's like saying,
please don't stay.
No,
we love you.
But no, it's like people who go, you know what? I don't understand why the hell I got all these comedy shows on. Where are the serious shows? Well, you know what? Get the hell off the Comedy Central Network and go tune into, you know, CNN or something like that.
Yeah.
I just think when you look at this Bill Belichick situation, it to me, the biggest thing is just the dysfunction of on the field.
Yeah.
And I would have never in a million years thought it would look like this.
Because to me, all the stuff that's circulating around him, I don't know, you don't know,
nobody
Courtney
knows.
Doesn't know the actual what's going on.
Right.
But what you see in the actual evidence on the field is the fact that nobody's listening.
Right.
Because we know Bill Belichick can coach, and you know he's not coaching them to play like this dog food.
Right.
And when we enter, you know, where we're going to be for the next steps, you know, where does this go from here, it would be really crappy if Bill's final time as a head coach ends in Chapel Hill with a season like this.
So do they fire him?
I think that they come to a mutual parting of the ways at the end of the year, similar to how we ended here, where they'll figure out it's not going to be $20 million and he's not going to pay a million. It'll be like $10
million.
Here's
the difference, though. He doesn't want to stop coaching. So I don't know. I guess they would have to fire him because he doesn't want to stop coaching. And just like here, Robert Kraft, you know, he then went on to say, we fired him, right? I don't know if Bill, and that was over 20 plus years. I don't know if Bill after 1 year is going to go, all right, I'll mutually agree to part ways with you because he has to believe in his mind, okay, I can fix this.
Yep. 617-779-7937 if you want to weigh in on Bill. In 12 minutes, I'm going to ask Nick Kostos if Trump got screwed not winning the Nobel Peace Prize. But right now, here is Courtney with What's Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Bruins take the home opener in overtime. 4-3, the final against the Blackhawks. Bees rookie Fraser Minton got the game winner. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 21 saves in the win. They're off tonight before taking on the Sabres at home tomorrow. Puck drop is at 7. The Celtics have another preseason game tonight at 7 in Toronto. And the Eagles fell to the Giants in Thursday Night Football. 34-17 was the final. The Giants held the Super Bowl winners scoreless in the second half to get to 2-4 on the season. The Eagles dropped to 4-2. Some really sad news. Beloved member of the Loyola University basketball program, Sister Jean, has died at the age of 106. And former Sox All-Star Mike Greenwell has died at the age of 62, 2 months after announcing thyroid cancer. It's a Patriots Friday. Midday show will be joined by Milton Williams. The Pats matchup with Saints on Sunday is at 1 p.m. And fall in love with the 2025 Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com, featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Coming up next, Nick Kostos.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.